The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Tapper near the plate, and everybody's in play. They both advance. It throws away! The Astros are going to win it! The Astros are going to win! Unbelievable! A ball that went about 5 feet in front of home plate! Alex Bregman has two of those this year! That one was shorter than the one previous!
You know, I did hear about it. I heard him. He was pretty mad in the dugout. I don't know, man. That stuff happens in the heat of battle. I'll have to look at it. You know, he can let me know if it was directed at me. I didn't hear anything. And you can certainly understand that I'll address it if it turns out it was at me. Then we'll talk about it.
Well, things got a little weird last night and then a little weirder today. So let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it is a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, wander naked through the studios with something written on your chest, put odds on it. What are the odds Barry Laminack's still here?
Barry Laminack is still here. Percent 1,000.
Hey, what are the odds you guys haven't looked at your Facebook page in a while? You still use it?
Percent 1,000.
Yeah, John checks it when people message us.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's not like...
I hear you give it out every day, and I'm like,
yeah,
you
can't really comment on it, but it's like if somebody sends us a message, usually John will get on.
Why, did someone...
No, I was just curious.
Did I miss something there?
No, I just know that, like, it used to be an integral part of the show.
But then they changed Facebook to where you can't comment on it, and so we've gone to other things like text and...
Twitter
and, you know, the live stream thing when it works. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Oh, by the way, it's back up now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
Huh. Okay, so...
It looks broken.
Well, let me make sure it works on my computer.
Oh, here we go.
Because
like that. So what have you been up to,
like
AJ?
It not working on your computer is any sign that it's actually working.
No, because if it's working on my computer, it means it's actually working.
It's working everywhere if it's working there.
Yeah, but okay, so you theoretically can go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us on Livestream. And you'll see Barry Laminack in the middle here.
Mm. So I brought Barry in for a couple reasons.
Baseball? You want to talk baseball?
No.
Yeah.
No. First of all, Barry is going to fill in for you on Tuesday next week.
That's right.
Cool.
He was my second choice. And Fred, can you confirm that I asked Joel to fill in and he rejected me?
That's what I heard, yes.
Did you hear that, Joel?
No, I didn't.
You weren't in here? Yeah, I asked Joel to fill in on Tuesday, and he basically was just chuckled and said, I don't think so.
Actually, that's not how it went down.
And then he kind of said...
You said, are you free on Tuesday? And he said, probably not.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Which is a great answer.
But then he said, if you needed me in a pinch... But that was, he just kind of let that sentence fade off.
Probably not.
Yeah. So it was a probably not from Joel. So
it's too bad. I would have listened to that.
I've totally listened to that.
I would have sat here and done it.
I wouldn't. Would have been a good time. Listen. But, yeah. So you're stuck with me. Your second choice.
Yeah, now I get you.
Sorry.
The other reason I brought you in is, you and I, we got to hang out a little last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of these stories you've already told on your show.
I pretty much told the whole thing.
I witnessed, and there were a lot of people asking me, you know, when I came in, like Jong even asked me, did Barry bomb last night?
Yeah, it's because of the way you put out. I was like, oh, I hate him.
Well, it's because, and the reason why I tweeted out comedy's tough sometimes. Sorry, Barry.
Uh-huh.
Because there were comics who went up last night.
Yeah.
That Barry had to say, hey, comedy's tough, you know. And there were four comics that went before Barry.
Yeah.
One of them was decent. The other three, well, one of them was decent. One of them was okay. The two of them were really bad. So it starts out with...
It was the weirdest beginning to a show.
It's a little person.
Oh, that has to be funny right off the bat.
No. First of all, AJ could not help himself as soon as he meets the little person. So AJ walks up and goes, he whispers, he goes, is he on the show? Like, with this sense of giddiness in his voice that I was just like, oh, I didn't even think of this when he's like, I'm coming tonight. I was like, oh my God, what have I done?
That's so him, that one right there?
Yeah, so immediately, and the guy's name, and this is the worst about it, the guy's name is Clinton Shorter. That's his real name.
That's the whole act right there. You don't need anything else.
Well,
you need to be a little person.
Trust me, nope, you need more than that.
So he introduces himself to AJ, and I'm going, please don't, Clinton, please don't. He goes, hey, my name is Clinton Shorter. And AJ goes, what's up? I'm AJ Taller. I was just like, oh my God, this night is already off to a stellar start.
You should have just put AJ on stage. It would have been funnier.
AJ starts making D jokes with the guy. Like, he's like, oh, I had this. Because Clinton was telling a story about a comic who used to like be like, oh, I'm better at you than this and that. AJ goes, well, just next time he's like that, just tell him your penis is closer to the ground. I was like, AJ, stop. Please, for the love of God, I have to work with these people. Stop.
You should have gotten paid to be on stage.
Oh, yeah. But, well, he would have been the second best comic there.
But the good news was...
He didn't even get that.
Oh, I got it. That's okay. I'll let it slide because you're a professional. The best part was when he gets on, and I guess he's the host of the show. So I don't know how many minutes he's supposed to do.
He was supposed to do like 15 or 20.
Okay. He got through about five, and granted, this is not an easy room to work. I mean, this is a difficult setup. There is a stage that
is not elevated.
It's not elevated.
It usually should be.
You, like, if you're standing on the stage, you're looking out, and there's like a small walkway between the stage and the bar. So basically you're speaking, the front row is basically the people sitting at the bar.
With
some of
back
those
to
people
you.
Might have their back to you, yeah. Some might not. I learned quickly, and during Clinton's set, I moved away from the bar. I thought that would be the best place to sit. And then I realized there's a table on the side that you can see the side stage view of. It was much better once we got there. And I'll tell you exactly why we left, because another note on this venue, there are dogs running around.
Yeah.
Multiple dogs.
And one of them heckled me.
Not on leashes.
Yeah.
Just
wild dogs.
Yep. Running around.
A German Shepherd and a pit bull
and another mutt.
And yeah. I'm like, wow, that's a death squad for sure.
So, I don't want to say a big girl, but
well,
she's
a great big fat person.
A not small girl walks in, cuts like Clinton's doing his set, which it's not going well. First of all,
could Buffalo Bill wear her skin?
Probably, okay. Although she's heavily tattooed.
Would look like JNCO if he made jeans out of
it. So, Clinton's bombing sort of already. I mean, he's trying to tell a joke about
it's not going well.
You know, he does the whole thing like, I'm a step parent. Anybody, a round of applause? Any step parents in here?
Nothing.
Not one clap. And he's like, so you guys know how I feel. it's just disastrous.
Any step ladders in here?
He talks about his. He talks about his stepdaughter being taller than...
All right, we're going on the road, the three of us. Fred's opening. AJ's the middle.
He's talking about his daughter, his stepdaughter being taller than him, so he hates her, and she's a dumb bitch, but she's only five. And then he talks about his name, and that he says he got pulled over by the police, and he was like, is this your real ID? And he's like, it is my real ID. And there was no real punchline to that. So, I mean, it's tumbling out of control.
Was this the best act other than Barry?
No. There's a guy who came on next and sort of rescued
MVP,
the whole thing.
Spike Miller, MVP.
So this girl comes in and walks right in front of the comic and just starts hugging her friends and hollering. And he's frustrated by this. So he says something to her. Well, she starts yelling back at him. And then it's like three or four of the most uncomfortable minutes you've ever sat through. I mean, it was awful. And he's talking about her mom. Then she says, my mom's dead. And he said, is that why she doesn't move? Is that why she tastes like vegetables? Which I didn't quite get that one either. But
what kind of vegetables are you eating?
Right.
Wouldn't dirt have been a better choice?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I guess we need to be writing stuff for this guy.
She starts jumping up and down, yelling at him. She's wearing a black dress that's probably a good two sizes too small for her.
But was it a dress? I thought it was just a tank top.
No, it was a dress.
Oh.
But
like a tank top.
It's a stretchy material. And when she's jumping up and down,
she's got large bosoms.
Large and in charge breasts.
Lots of side boob.
And then as she's jumping, it becomes all boob. The whole thing falls out. It bounced off the floor.
She stepped on it.
She tripped on it. And yeah. I mean, it wasn't good.
It was
like,
so
her
hot.
Shoelace got caught on her nipple ring. I mean, it was a really bad situation. She tucks herself back in, though. And then the little person starts asking her to see it, pull him out, show me again, because he missed the show because she was turned away from him. So he asked if he could see. And it didn't get better. And finally, this other guy comes on.
Well,
what was his name?
Spike Miller. But I said at that point, I told you
yeah.
and your wife, and Spike walked over. I was like, I'm leaving. I'm not doing this show. I take what I do very seriously.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if I'm going to participate in this crap. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And that's when Spike Miller was like, I got you, bro. Don't worry about it. So he went up.
So he goes up, and he wasn't, I wouldn't say he was like hilarious. Relatively, he might as well have been Richard Pryor. I mean, it was like he saved the day.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it wasn't like the greatest. I don't know how long he did, 15 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think his best joke was when he said, I'm going to be your host for the rest of the evening. And Clinton was like, oh, no, I got it. And he's a skinny black guy. He said, look at me. I'm the captain now.
Oh, it was great.
And that was funny.
It was hilarious. It was perfect. And he needed to be because Clinton had been drinking.
Oh, yes.
He was there.
Oh, yes.
It's funny because
he had several tall boys that night.
I had,
which are basically shots.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he rolled that
way. He's a fan of the stouts, so it was. So he does his set, and Barry's, you can tell, is now more comfortable. Like it's the whole show's not a total mess. The next two guys, the first guy, he's never done comedy before, apparently.
That was his first time on stage.
And he had jokes about how can Robert be Rob, Robbie, Bob, but you never hear Bobbert.
Oh, boy.
And then he got into a
you just don't
Richard,
understand
Ricky,
genius.
Rich. And then he's like, and I think you know where I'm going with this. And we all did. And that was, and then he said that. And then he was like,
oh, good night.
That's the punchline. Okay. Then, I mean, he gets off. And I mean, his set was really awkward because in the first set, there was at least some yelling back and forth. There was some laughter at the situation.
There were breasts.
Yeah. There were, yeah.
And a little person. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot.
Just
a lot
having that,
on.
You know.
This guy, it was almost silence the entire time he was up there.
He kept looking to our table for approval.
And
he would
I
just
wasn't
look over
that.
Like, are they going to, no? All right, I'll try another name.
We have to go to a break? Okay, we'll have to finish the story on the other
stick
side.
Stick around for another one. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Number one show in the city for 6 months in a row. Barry Laminack joining.
It's exhausting carrying the load around here.
I said this yesterday, all kidding aside, I've never been more stressed out about a show in my life day to day.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, it's not something I ever really worried about. Then you start doing that and you're kind of like, man, we got to stay here. And so, like, every single show now, I'm stressed like hell. I don't know why. Just like Barry was last night, apparently. Yeah, it's funny because I go to a lot of comedy shows and I have a lot of friends who are comedians. I respect the hell out of what you guys do. And it's hard to watch somebody dying on stage. I mean, that's a hard. It really
try
is.
Try being that guy.
Well,
it's even worse.
I've been that guy musically, so I understand. But there's times, though, when you see somebody do it, see the same person do it two or three times in a row, you just want to go tell them, hey, maybe this isn't for you.
Oh, God. There's plenty of people I want to go tell that to. Trust me. Plenty of people that you see 4 years later that are still doing the same 5 minutes that haven't worked in 4 years at an open mic. And you're like, maybe this isn't for you, but you can't pick people's hobbies for them. They're going to.
No.
Yeah. Some people, it's a hobby. So.
Well, I think Bobbert, the comic, I'm hoping it's just a hobby and a fleeting hobby that he's not going to get too attached to. The next guy that came up after Bobbert was...
I love that his name is Bobbert.
Well, I don't know his name. His name was... I was the worst comic of the night, even worse than the little person who got in a fight with a patron.
Who screamed at somebody.
Right. And got his job taken away, even though it's his show. He's like, I put this is my...
How can you be a little person and not be funny, though? That's the thing.
Oh, that's what I told him after the show. I said, the good news is you're a little person, so it was still like a 3 funny. Like, if you were normal size, that would have been a 0 funny.
He tells it to the guy. Like, oh, my God, AJ, please.
He was drunk. He doesn't remember.
He's probably, like, telling him, I killed last night, dude. It was awesome. There was a heckler. I destroyed her.
The next guy came up, and it was, he was wearing, like, a Pokemon shirt.
Mm.
And he's, like, looks like a clean-cut guy. And then his whole act was the F word. And, I mean, that was good enough for third place
there
on the night.
Spousal abuse
jokes about beating women and... But all of that aside, he still finished 3rd out of 5 for the night. So it was, I can't even fault him too much. And then Barry came out and Barry.
It's a glamorous life comedy, isn't it?
Oh, God. I'm always going to bust your balls, but I did feel bad for you at some points last night. I was like, God, I know this isn't what he signed up for. Like,
not at all.
This is no one's dream.
No, it was honestly one of the worst starts to a show that I've seen in over 5 years. That's why I've never threatened to leave a show since I've been doing this. And I've done some whack shows.
The best was Barry sends me a text as I'm walking in the back door.
I tried.
This is going to be a disaster. Don't even show up.
You just know.
I said, just walked in.
I know. As soon as I said, I see 80. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. But then Barry, I thought Barry did a very good job. He did a good, and it was like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 30 minutes on the dot.
On the dot.
Barry, I think, was like in the middle of a joke, and then he said, oh, that's my 30 minutes. Thanks. You guys have been great. I'm gone.
You paid me for 30. I am not, after this night?
Yeah.
No way are you getting 30 minutes and 1 second out of me.
But
you
Barry
got 30.
He did have a couple of, he gave a good couple belly laughs. He made me waste probably about a quarter of a glass of beer because I was taking a drink when he when he made me laugh. But it
he's done that to me before.
I get, had a spit take out.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy about
that. Credit for that.
So yeah, good job.
Thanks.
And I know that,
and I appreciate you coming. I appreciate the support. I know it was a long drive.
Yes, I mean about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
The great thing was,
if you're ever fighting at my neighbor's house, let me know. I'll come over.
Come see me. Thank you. The great thing is, while the show didn't go obviously the way you would have hoped it did, it's a much better story because it went the way that it did.
It's true. It is true.
That's got to be a pretty memorable show for you.
It's up there. Just the start of it alone is up there. And I think I was telling you the story. The absolute worst I ever did was at a place called the Jailhouse Saloon in Spring.
Yeah.
And it's next to a railroad track. And it was a biker gang convention. So it was like all these, like, not like, oh, I own a Harley and then I work at you know, Exxon and I ride my Harley on, you know, Saturdays with my wife. These were like biker gangs.
Yeah, guys like me.
Yeah, tough guys. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to die. Not like on stage. Like, I'm going to actually die telling jokes. But they were pretty cool. It's just that no one stayed inside. It was the owner and her friend sitting at a table drinking hooch. Not even drinking like beer. They were drinking homemade alcohol. And we all did our sets and it didn't go great. But then the headliner's on stage and a train comes by and And the train pulls up, and there was these big garage doors all around the stage, and they were open. And you see the train pull up. Not quiet, by the way. Not ideal scenario to be telling a joke. The conductor gets off the train. He goes to the bar. He walks into the bar, and everyone's watching this. No one's listening to Ed tell jokes. He drinks. He leaves. He gets on the train. The train takes off, stops. The train backs up. The conductor gets off, walks in, and yells, "Forgot my wallet." We're going, this is a comedy show. This is not, what the hell is going on? So that has to be the most memorable, but last night was top three.
Yeah, it no worked doubt. Its way into the conversation.
Absolutely.
For sure. Barry accused me of heckling him.
He totally heckled me. You and a dog.
Do you want to know why I heckled you?
At one point in my set, a dog just goes, whoa! I was like, really? Now I'm getting, what? Yeah, why did you heckle me?
What did you say during the first 2 or 3 minutes of your set?
Yeah, so I said, and I did
it. He tells the entire bar.
I was like, hey guys, just wanted to point out we have a celebrity in the crowd tonight.
And you know how I am when I'm out in public. Like, I don't want anybody to talk to me.
Thank God none of my friends ever do that to me, ever.
I wanted to punch him so
bad. He was so pissed. I was like, yeah, that's what you get.
So
yeah.
I heckled him a little bit.
That's what you get for supporting me. Yeah,
I didn't give him like a bad heckling. I was just, it was like a...
I was telling a joke about deaf people. Go ahead, do what you did.
No.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
What's the punchline to that joke?
I said I was watching a show about deaf people, and I had this thought that I wonder if deaf people sound deaf when they think to themselves.
Right.
And what did you do?
And you gave an example, right?
Yeah, I
did.
What
was the example?
I said, because some guy was like, I get it, but I don't get it. I was like, well, think about it. Like, if they were to, like, sit down and write in their daily journal.
Uh-huh.
Not out loud, but just in their mind. I wonder if it just sounds like, dear diary, like just right up there. And what did you do? Go ahead.
I don't even remember.
You went, that's exactly what you did.
So that's barely heckling.
No.
Wouldn't you agree, Fred, that's barely heckling? What's worse, what Barry did or what I did?
You're terrible human beings, both of you.
It's like I told the crowd, anyone that would have been offended by that didn't hear it. So it's not a big deal.
True. It would have been funnier if he'd have just looked at you and gone.
Signed the heckle?
That would have been good.
That would have been good. I do appreciate you coming, though.
It was my pleasure, honestly, and it was an adventurous evening. It was a fun time.
Indeed.
It was a good time. Yeah. I can't say it was a great show.
Well, you'll have to come in July. You'll have to come to the joke joint in a couple
weeks.
I
think I'm going to go.
Cool.
But I'm definitely not going to announce it on air that I'm going. All right, guys. It's Golfgate time. Thanks, Barry.
I appreciate you guys.
And we'll see Barry in here next Tuesday filling in for Fred since Joel rejected me for whatever reason. It's Golfgate time, and the savings never stop at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Save more during the summer clearance event out there at Golfgate Dodge. Golfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday. Every Sunday. They're open every Sunday. How about that? Save over 10 grand on a 2018 Ram 1500, just $6,975. Lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler for $259 a month. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and their new state-of-the-art service center is now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Hurry out to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Ram 1500, stock number 852076, MSRP 32540, $7,750 rebates plus $39.95 equals sales price plus TT&L. 2018 Jeep Wrangler stock 852076, $259 a month for 36 months, $10,000 annual miles, $39.95 due at signing. Offers expire 7/31/18.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN. Always fun to have Barry in here for a little bit. So a lot to get to, but before we get to some Astros here, some pretty good news. The Attorney General of Texas declined to issue an opinion on the legality of poker clubs. So for the time being, everybody can remain open for business.
Okay.
So that's good news. I don't see any way they can get rid of them. But there are some that are trying to skirt the laws a little too much, and there does need to be some clarification. But so far, so good on that.
All right.
Which makes me very happy.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, I know that's been a concern for people. Oh, they're going to try to close them down. And I think they're going to – I just don't think legally they can – as long as they're like, staying to the rules.
Who's it hurting?
It's not hurting anybody. It really isn't. It's hurting the people that were having rooms underground illegally beforehand.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I see the second greatest soccer mind in the entire building wandering around out there.
Who's that?
Glenn Davis.
Who's the first?
The guy who's going to win the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to. Come on in, man.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
This is going to be a heavy guest day, I guess.
Yeah, I'm fine with that because I'm still not 100%, so okay, you guys can carry me a little bit.
What's wrong?
But,
what's the matter? AIDS.
Stop.
Oh, sorry, HIV.
Stop. No, I've just got a real bad chest cold that got infected, and I'm trying to fight it off. So
chicken soup.
He goes with whiskey.
Lots of whiskey and lots of antibiotics. But yeah.
A little honey.
I just want to say I'm now officially the soccer genius of the entire station. I've surpassed you.
You picked Croatia.
No, I picked France to win the whole thing.
That's a good call.
Actually, the way this, I'm all kidding aside, I'm the Sally the secretary who wins the NCAA tournament bracket every year. But there was a thought process to this.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to all your thoughts on every team on your show. Jerry Bowe gave me all his thoughts. I put them all together, and then I narrowed it down to five teams that I thought could win. Mm-hmm. France, Belgium, England, Germany, Brazil. And I immediately took...
But you did good to pull three out of five.
Well, and I immediately took Germany and Brazil off the list because there's no way you're winning a pool if they win. That's the A.J. Hoffman theory of the NCAA tournament. You pick, right. If you pick the favorite, you're not going to outpick everybody the rest of the way. And so I narrowed it down to France, England, Belgium, and I finally went with France.
Good
so
for you.
If France wins, I win the pool.
I already think you've been crazy good. Because
well, but there was almost 500 people in this thing.
You picked the two finalists.
Well, no, I didn't.
You
I had
pick
France.
Croatia?
No, I had France and England.
Oh, okay. But
so
you're
I almost
close
did.
To
yeah.
Picking the two
but
finalists.
But there's almost 500 people in this. If France wins, I win. If Croatia wins, I finish third.
Where are we going for dinner?
Your choice.
All right. I'll buy since you're the guy who picked all the teams.
No, listen, I'll buy. I'm told. I'm buying you and Jerry a beer.
I love it. So I didn't do anything. Trust me. This is a tough tournament to predict. I mean, I think you.
Yeah, I got lucky. But that was
to
that
do
was,
what you did was pretty amazing.
But that's the fun of it, though. Is like I really do feel like I did research based on what you guys had to say,
mm-hmm.
and then you know used a strategy that I've learned from AJ. So basically, everybody gets a beer out of this.
All right,
so,
Glenn. Kind of give me an idea of France versus Croatia as the finals matchup. How Is this like a unprecedented? Is it an upset? Or were these teams who you expected to go deep? Tell me about.
Well, they were teams that everybody thought could go far. I mean, you just heard what Fred said. So, but this is a rematch in 1998. These teams played in a semifinal in 98, and Croatia was actually winning 1-0 and ended up losing 2-1 to France, who would win the World Cup. I don't know if you guys got to see the game today. England was the better team, clearly, in the first 45 minutes. And I don't know what happened to these guys. This is the third overtime game these guys have played. And these guys are absolute warriors. I think one thing you have to really remember here is all of these guys, and I'm not getting political here, but all of them, you know, in the former breakup of Yugoslavia, had incredible stuff to go through with their families. And you know, in fact, some of them had family members killed. And these are very tough, hard men, not to mention you know, guys like Rakitic and Modric who play on some of the world's greatest teams. So there was an incredible spirit to come back. I'm still over the moon on this because I think it's wonderful to see a country like Croatia get to a World Cup final and have some happiness.
What does this mean for England now that, you know, obviously good run for them, but they're still a relatively young team. Is this a team that we could be looking at again in 4 years?
Absolutely. Yeah. And France will be a team you can be looking at in 4 years as well. I don't think there's any question. This was a young England. I think their biggest mistake today was not getting a second goal during their good times in the first 45 minutes. Because I kept, you know, watching this game at home, and I'm like, look, you got to get a second because at some point Croatia is going to make a run at you. They're just too tough. They're just too hard. It'll come sometime in the second half. But I think the manager's been great. A very humble guy has nurtured these young guys on along, and today is just the one that's going to go in the memory bank for their next go-round. But it's been a win-win for England, and it's been a win-win for the English Premier League, by the way, too, who has no problem seeing this happen.
One team I want to ask you about that's out is Belgium. Is this kind of at the end of their era with these guys, or do you think that you know they may still – because, I mean, they have a lot of really talented guys, but they all seem to be like in that 32 range.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some younger guys on that team that are going to be around, but guys like Vincent Kompany are going to be moved on, so they're going to have to rebloom and rebud. I mean, I guess, you know, we all toss this thing around in the world of soccer, this golden generation, you know. This was supposedly their golden generation. Unfortunately, they conceded the first goal to France, which gave France a tactical advantage. They sat deep and defended, and they kind of rubbed out Romelu Lukaku and made it very difficult on Hazard, the playmaker, and the rest is history.
What about this Ronaldo moving on?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He's got to be the top dog. He's going to go to Juventus. He's going to get paid silly money. He's going to play in Italy, which is a tough defensive league, but it's also a league that I think of all the big leagues in Europe, and I don't know what you guys think about this, but they value kind of the older player a little bit more. They're willing to stick with older players a little bit longer. He still has a lot to give, and they want to win a Champions League title, and who better to get than Ronaldo?
Well, who's going to replace Ronaldo would be my next question.
Mbappe, Neymar, the names being bounced around for sure. I mean, Real Madrid's all about stars. They sign stars, so it's going to be somebody.
All right, let's look ahead to the final. How do you see this playing out?
You know, I think a lot of people were saying, wow, you know, Croatia's already going to extra time twice, right? How much they have in the tank. And after the first 45 minutes, we were all probably going, yeah, this could be the end of their run. And then they just miraculously, you know, turn it 180 in the second half. They dominate midfield. They're winning every 50-50 ball. So now I'm thinking, you know, we're not writing them off in a final. I mean, France has got the talent. I think if Croatia can score the game's first goal, it could be a tough day for France. But I think most people are going to say the French with Griezmann and Pogba and Mbappe are going to be the favorites.
And Mbappe is probably my favorite player to watch.
Unbelievable,
right now.
Huh? Yeah.
19 years old.
Flies. Yeah. And he is kind of an older soul, too.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like an older soul.
Who's the most disappointing team in this tournament? Who is going back to their country going, man, we should have ended up with a way better showing than what
we had. Germany and Mexico were two, and the U.S. who never even qualified. but Germany, I think Germany's got to be very, very disappointed. Obviously, that showing was remarkably unbelievable, and I think Mexico absolutely downward spiral after the big win over Germany. Everybody's talking we're going to win the World Cup. You have a decent performance against South Korea. You get smoked 3-0 by Sweden. And then you get basically led around on a leash after a good first 30 minutes by Brazil. So you know, we all get overhyped on some of the stuff. We get crazy and you know, we win one game and we think we've won the World Cup. So it's just the way it goes.
All right, that's Glenn Davis, the soccer genius of all of the world, not just Houston. Ed, Glenn, you got a show at the Gale tonight,
yeah,
right?
We're at the Gorgeous Gale tonight, and then Saturday we're out there after the third-place game in the World Cup final on Saturday. It's been a lot of fun over there, people having a good time. You know, we need a few more celebrities coming in, like A.J. Hoffman and Fred Fowler.
Oh, yes. So I would bring, a huge crowd.
I'm going to have a bucket of Bud Lights for you.
Oh, can't wait.
All right? Bucket of Bud Lights.
I'll be flying to Canada Saturday, so I won't be able to drop by.
I've got in-laws in town, so I can't make it.
I know. John, but, hey. John, I got a table and a seat for you on Sunday at the Gorgeous Gale. You going to be there?
I'm the third option.
Yeah.
John's going fly fishing in Utah.
Yeah, maybe so.
But you know, we're gonna be out at the Hyatt tomorrow and have Brian Ching on the show.
Oh, good. So, Brian will be great.
Yeah, we'll talk a little more soccer with him and talk about his place, Pitch 25.
Brian's place has been going wild.
Yeah, I've walked by it a couple times to go in, and it's been too packed.
Yeah.
So you know, which I mean, that's unfortunately that's everything down in my area now. It's all like
it's blowing up right now.
Yeah,
right?
And it's just
it's good.
It's good
for business. It's good for everybody, but not Fred's personal
life. But not for me, because I don't like going to places where I have to wait in line. But
well, Fred, come with me to the Gorgeous Gale. You'll be treated like a king there. I mean, they'll probably kick me out, and you can take the show over.
No, we don't want to do that.
That's a good idea.
We don't want to do
that. No, I'm serious. That would be great.
That would be good.
No, but I promise you I will do the next time you've got a show when I'm in town, I will come to it and do a segment.
No, I really want to do a segment with you guys, and I'm being dead serious. I want to curb it towards mainstream sports in this country and get your opinions, okay?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do it. Next time you're out.
We got to do it.
Yeah, for any reason. Obviously, it won't be World Cup, but there's plenty of other soccer.
Yeah, I don't want to do it when you're out and about, but next time you do a show right after ours, I'll sit in here with you and do a segment.
Sit in and do a segment or two, because I think there's something interesting in my line of questioning to you guys.
Okay.
All right? Cool. All right, let me get out of
thanks.
Here.
All right, thanks, Glenn.
Thank you, guys.
Glenn Davis. He's the best, no question. And it really was. It about a month of listening to his shows was part of my research, so... well, I can give you some. Yeah, I don't know that that'll work out for you.
We're gonna have to f-ing regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, never forget that. That was 4 years ago at the World Cup, and we were at a bar that was just incredibly crowded, incredibly loud. It was impossible to hear yourself do a show. And that Glenn did that.
Because they don't know a damn thing about it.
Yeah. He's usually talking about me when he says that. All right, guys. Well, one thing I do know about is razors, because I love Harry's. And Harry's razors are fantastic. You want quality? They got it. You want affordability? They got it. Convenience? Done. And right now, if you haven't tried them yet, limited time only, new customers can save big on a Harry's shave set. Use code FAOUR at harrys.com. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for, get this, $3 plus free shipping. So $3. You get all that. And once you get that, you're going to be hooked, because the quality of these things is fantastic. They stand behind their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know. You get a full refund. They're half the price of these replacement cartridges are half the price of the big name guys, and they're just as good. And if you want to check them out without ordering them, you can go. They're in Walmart and Target. But the easy thing, this isn't a subscription service. You can do an autofill subscription or service, but you can also buy one off if you want, online or in the stores. I have a service set up so that I get razors whenever I need them. And they've got a great offer for you. Limited time only, just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out sportsmap.com. A lot of good stuff on there today, including Ken Chiles being optioned to the minors, which we'll talk about in just a
moment. Oh, yes.
After his little outburst last night. We have Doris Lozano did a nice video sit down with Tony Kemp, who was in studio today.
So, I saw that.
Yeah, so that's on the site. You can check that out. We've got a column from Lance Zierlein wondering if Carlos Correa will ever become a superstar. Charlie Polillo also talked to Kemp, and he talked about what happened at the end of the game specifically. So you've got that up there as well. Dell's weekly college football update. I mean, it's a very, very busy day on Sports Map. So check it out. One of our interns wrote a piece on three trade deadline scenarios for the Astros. Did a good job. And we'll have Victor's recap on the game at some point later tonight.
Okay.
So check it out all at sportsmap.com. You can, it real easy. Just follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou, and you will be able to get all the
good stuff.
Yeah, it'll all pop up on your Twitter feed if you do that. So there you go. All right, your thoughts on Ken Giles?
Ken Giles, pretty bad at sport lately. I don't know that he's been bad enough that it would warrant sending him to the minor leagues. But after another meltdown last night, it appeared that he kind of gave the old FU to Coach AJ, who's become very famous, I must say.
Yeah.
And it's funny. My kid at the World Series tournament that they were just at last weekend, on Championship Sunday, we were winning by, I don't know, 10 runs, something like that. We'd kind of blown the game open. And my kid had three hits, two doubles in a row. And it was his turn to bat. And the manager, who was also coaching third base, said, "Tell this kid to come bat for Jake." And Jake looked at him, and he dropped his head, and he kind of shook his head no. And the coach had to have a talk with him about body language. Now, granted, this is a 10-year-old kid, not
right.
a grown man.
Yeah, when you're 10, you're going to do that, and you need to learn what's okay and what's not. That's part of the process for these guys.
And it was like, hey, don't you think this kid should get a chance to play on Sunday? You know, you've had this many at-bats. Don't you think that all the other kids who don't get to play as much deserve a chance to play on Sunday of the World Series? And Jay kind of understood it. But, I mean, I understand not wanting to get an at-bat taken away. Like, I would have said, yeah, I think they should get to play, but I just don't want them to take my at-bats. I want players who want to hit. I want players who want their ball in their hand when they're
– Of course you do.
When it's their turn. And I want, you know, Ken Giles doesn't want to leave the game even when things are going poorly. But at some point, your body language and your reaction to things, I mean, you can't do that. You can't, even if you're, and I know he tried to tweet out that he was saying it at the situation or whatever. I think he's lying. I think he was salty. He's pissed off because things aren't going his way. And in a huff last night, he said something that he regrets or regrets now for sure. But I also think that they didn't really have if that's the way he's going to talk to his manager after he blows yet another save.
They didn't blow the save.
Well, no,
he still hasn't blown a save.
That's true.
Rondon did.
How about after he blew the game? After he blew a 4-0 lead.
He didn't blow the whole 4-0 lead. He just gave up three of those runs.
Okay. Well, either way.
I just want you to be accurate. That's all.
No, that's fair.
Hey, he came in and choked like a dog. How about that? Does that work for
How
you?
About, I mean, he's now a, well, until today, he was a major league closer with an ERA of 5.
4.99. Don't lie.
Sorry.
It's 4.99. Okay. Come on.
All right.
Come on, Hoffman.
So, regardless, it's time to make some sort of a change. I don't know if the answer is to make him just like a sixth inning guy. It seems like they tried that a little bit. And, you know, I think that the best option to replace him is probably Rondon, although he blew the save last night too, and he actually did blow a save. I guess my option B, I mean, I guess, is it Davinsky?
Colin McHugh is the guy who's just killing it.
Colin McHugh is the guy that you like to be able to throw a few extra innings if you need. Like, that's a guy that who could go three or four if you needed him. But either way, there's a lot of guys who are options, and you don't have to keep running Ken Giles out there.
Well, they really haven't been. They've been picking their spots with him.
Well, and now it's not working. Yeah. So I don't know what the answer is, but I don't know if sending him to AAA is going to fix him. I don't know if the Astros are still believing in him long term. I don't know if they're going to look to make a move at the deadline. But I'll say this, for a guy who was basically, they couldn't use him in the playoffs last year. He was so broken, they couldn't use their closer in the playoffs last year.
No, they couldn't use any of their bullpen guys, but he was the worst.
But he's the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine, you know, those old Oakland A's teams getting to the World Series and being like, okay, Dennis Eckersley.
We can't trust you.
We just can't trust you. I mean, that's just – or the Yankees saying, all right, Mariano Rivera, we know you've been really good in the regular season, but we just can't throw you in these World Series games. I mean, it's mind-boggling to him. And for him to act like it's anybody's fault but his own is lame. And that's kind of – it's – and I understand deflection, and you hate to – you hate to take that bump to your ego when you're struggling.
And that bump to your ERA.
Yeah. But sometimes you just got to go, you know what, man? I'm not pitching the way I need to. I need to figure something out. And instead of bleep AJ Hinch, how about bleep me right now? You know, because this isn't what a major league closer should look like.
Yeah, and from what I understand, he's been grousing quite a bit about his role. And I think it's probably a good thing to send him down and let him get his head straight. They don't really need him right now. They've got plenty of guys back there who are pitching pretty well. And I'm intrigued by the kid they called up. They brought him up, I think, last week. He never got in a game. But he's got 83 strikeouts and 68 innings at Corpus. He's a lefty. So I'm kind of curious to see how he does. But
I'm just intrigued that he's a lefty who doesn't seem to be a bum.
Well, we don't know yet because he hasn't pitched at the major league level.
Right, but I mean, at least his resume doesn't point to bumminess.
No, it looks promising. So I think we'll see what happens, but I'm not surprised they sent him down. Maybe he gets his act together, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But AJ Hinch apparently just said today we need to get his pitching right. So
they gotta do something.
Yeah. And
get his attitude
and
right.
this team's good enough that you can fade this guy. And if he gets his act together and helps you down the stretch, more the better.
Yep.
But sounds like he needs to be right mentally and physically.
What a crazy finish to that Astros game, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Astros should have lost that game.
Yeah.
And it actually ends up, you know, it'll end up becoming memorable for a good reason instead of a bad one, which it could have been.
Yeah, it could have.
But that, I mean, I've never seen a walk-off go less distance than that went. I mean, it basically went like 2 inches in front of the plate.
Yeah, that was pretty bizarre. And if you haven't seen the play, you'll have to go Google it. It's all over Twitter. But Bregman basically hit the ball about an inch and then waited to get the catcher went to go get it. And then he avoided being tagged. And then the ball got thrown away and the Astros win the game.
Well, like the ball went foul, and then it started rolling back into play.
Yeah.
It went into play. Jonathan Lucroy picked up the ball. Instead of throwing it to first, he tried to tag Bregman. The ball slipped out. It hit the umpire on the chest plate, went to the ground. He grabbed it, threw it as Bregman was running, glanced up on the side of the head, and your boy Kyle Tucker came in and scored.
Yeah.
My boy?
AJ's boy.
Oh, yeah.
My boy.
Okay. Bregman's AJ's boy.
Yeah, I mean, just such a bizarre thing. And by the way, I mean, you're a big leaguer. How about tag with the ball in your glove and not with your bare hand? And I don't know how you drop that. I mean, that's just what a crazy chain of events that has to unfold for that play to work out like it did. But good for the Astros who get a win against a team that, you know what? I mean, is playing really good ball right now.
Yeah, they're playing as well as anybody in baseball. So that's a good win. It's a bizarre win. Disco ass weirder than the pop-up walk-off from a couple months ago.
I think so.
This one was... I've never seen a game in like this.
A ball bounced off the base runner's helmet. I mean, that's just crazy.
But well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Right now, I have to tell you, let's get your credit card bills down. If you've got good credit, how about you lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate, no fees. You get a credit card consolidation loan from, get this, 5.89% APR with auto pay if you go to LightStream. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards. I guarantee it's more than 5.89%. You can get loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 if you've got good credit. And the cool thing about that is you're going to be saving, you could save up to thousands of dollars by going to LightStream. And you can choose your funding date as soon as today. How about this? Blitzers get an additional rate, interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.